Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Josh's Korean students, plus pizza and Redbox, all coming up in just a minute.
Looking for the ultimate game night? Chumba Casino brings all the fun and excitement of a night out straight to your screen whenever you want it. Play hundreds of thrilling games instantly. No downloads, no delays. Just launch from your browser and dive right in. From spinning slots and playing blackjack to instant scratch tile cards or joining live social tables, there's always something new to explore. Signing up takes just seconds and you'll unlock a free welcome bonus plus daily login bonuses to keep the fun going every time you play. Play for pure entertainment or for a chance to score some serious prizes anytime, anywhere. And here's the best part. No purchase required to join or play. So what are you waiting for? Make tonight one to remember. Head to ChumbaCasino.com and bring the fun home. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Has this ever happened to you?
Oh, my. Just look at that. What am I going to do?
What's wrong, honey?
Look in the mirror, all that gray. Boy, did it sneak up on me.
No, it didn't.
You mean it's been gray for a long time?
Only all of your life. Sweetie, your brain matter is supposed to be gray. Now close up your cranium and come to bed.
All right, dear. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you.
I totally agree.
Ha, 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 ha. If the top of your head is cushy and gray, hair color is not your problem. Remove that hatchet from your skull. Say hello to your cerebellum.
Oh, dear, you've got a little gravy on your blouse from dinner.
Oh, honey, that's not gravy. That's part of my frontal lobe.
Just for morons. From Frigamall Industries. Axe for it by name.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks for joining us, Josh.
Yeah, it was a busy restroom break. The two restrooms here were filled, and I had to go to the back.
Oh.
All the holes up here had a butt on them? Is that what you're
something
saying?
Something like that, yeah.
Son of a gun.
Did you go way back or just part way back?
Part way back, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There's the way, way back.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, that one gets a little creepy just because it's
like
so far back.
Mm-hmm.
You have to walk through
those are strange people.
A lot of dusty, dank conference rooms and cubicles.
And if you're real quiet, can you hear?
Yes.
Yeah. What's that?
We got a big building here.
It's a big building back there. It's like a big warehouse back there.
Yeah.
I think there's other stuff going on back there that we're not aware of.
Like that breeze on your gluteal cleft as you sit down.
I'm going to say yes because I'm kind of scared, but okay.
I have a question.
All right. We have an answer.
As you know, Josh is a learned man. Josh, a university graduate.
Boy, I have you guys fooled. Yes.
Oh, yeah. A man who was a
it's Harvard.
Was a teacher in South Korea.
That's right. An educator.
And we were talking about a couple things, but... we were talking about accents earlier on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We played an interesting game in which we spun the accent orifice wheel, if you will. And my question is this. Did you ever hear your Korean students make fun of your American accent?
That's a really great question. And they wouldn't make fun of it, but sometimes they would try to just talk like me. And it was funny. Yes. Yeah.
They would imitate you?
Because they couldn't quite get it right. Yeah, yeah.
Did they like American music and American...
There's plenty of American culture over there, sure. But they were very, very proud of Korean media, their shows, and they always championed...
That's now taken off internationally.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously with the Korean bands and...
Yeah, K-pop.
And all the movies and...
Parasite, Squid Game?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, yeah. I was really grateful to be able to watch and listen to a lot of that stuff while I was over there.
But I'm wondering, I was telling you about getting in my Uber over the weekend. And the guy who's been in this country for a few months was cranking really dirty hip hop and then country music.
Really dirty hip hop.
I mean, it was some hip hop has very graphic language. I'm not being critical. I don't know. It's not my
thing. And rock and roll has never had graphic language. Never.
No. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying this was. I think one could safely say that I think hip hop tends to have more graphic language than rock and roll.
When I would go to clubs in Korea, there would be a mix of K-pop and Korean hip hop and stuff like that. And American, and usually the American stuff was a year or two late, we'd say. It was like stuff that I was well familiar with before I moved over there. And then one song that was always played at clubs, and I would lose my mind and dance, was song number two by Blur. And you've heard it. It's
fun.
Yeah, like so that made it over there.
Tom, a lot of people who come to this country, they've learned English from television shows and music.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. This guy was, you kind of wonder if.
This one poor girl, one of her favorite shows was an American show, and she was trying to ask me if I had seen it. And she kept saying, "Do you watch Markham and Dameter?" And I was like, "What is Markham and Dameter?" And I go, "I'd never heard of it." And she's like, she was getting so mad and frustrated that I hadn't seen Markham and Dameter. And then finally, after her telling me what it was about, I realized she was asking if I watched Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh.
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So their accents, Konglish is what they called it, Korean English.
Yeah.
Huh. Just like Spanglish and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah.
I was just kind of curious.
Yeah.
That they got a kick out of imitating their American teacher.
So they would say things like, I'm Josh, I'll go watch Markham and Dameter. So they wouldn't quite nail it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, do they have...
I'm Josh.
I'm Joshy teacher. That's what they call it.
I assume they probably have a lot of American, like, fast food.
Not a ton. They had McDonald's, but you could go into McDonald's and get a shrimp burger. And they had Big Macs and stuff like that, but you could also... They had their own fast food. Lotte Burger was their big fast food.
Do they have pizza?
Yes. Yeah. You could get all kinds of pizza. What's that?
Was it good?
It was good, except one thing I didn't care for was that almost every pizza that you ordered had corn in it. So if I ordered a pepperoni pizza...
Why did you have to tell him?
It would arrive and there'd be pepperoni and corn. Like, you didn't have to specify you wanted corn. It would just be on there.
Like cheeses.
Yeah. But there was, like, little corn kernels in the cheese.
Does anybody do that here?
Not that I'm aware of.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't mind that.
My buddy and I went to a pizza place called Dr. Pizza, because why would you not go to
Dr. Pizza?
Yeah. And we walk in, and there were just all these really cute Korean women and all this stuff eating there. And we were like, oh, man, we came to the right place. And so we're eating, and the pizza's great, and we're loving it. And like, they brought flowers to the table, and we were like, well, this is odd.
Nice.
we're eating, and we're kind of being giggled at, but that happened a lot. Like, we'd go somewhere, and, you know, Korean people would laugh at us. And so but eventually we were like, did you notice we were the only guys in there? We walked out and we read the sign more closely. It said Dr. Pizza, pizza for women. It was some pizza restaurant just for women.
Wow. An idea whose time has come.
Yeah.
That is really odd.
It was odd, yeah.
It's about time. Pizza's been too masculine for years.
That's a great song, Tom.
This would come on and...
This is Blur. Would
dance around.
You're a good dancer. I know this is radio, but we enjoy the Josh dancing.
He's an okay dancer.
Whoa, that was cool.
Their dance clubs were interesting, too. It would be like 20 minutes of heavy dancing, and then everybody just uniformly took a break.
Oh, like adult time?
Yeah, the DJ would say something in Korean, and then everybody would just sit down for 20 minutes and drink.
Would the music stop?
They would play music, but nobody would get up and dance.
Huh.
And then
how loud would it be?
During
the break, was it soft enough that you could actually speak to someone?
Yes, yep. Yeah, it was like social time, and then, it was like it would go in waves.
It's kind of nice.
It was fun.
I mean, you've said on this show that you don't like places where you can't really talk. And that, you have the environment of a dance party, but then you can still hang out and talk.
It was awesome, yeah.
It's Arnold approved.
Would you dance with random ladies? Is that acceptable?
Yes, but Korean men didn't always care for that. Yeah. So, And by the way, this was back in 2004, 2005, so things may have changed over there, but they were very protective.
Get your ass beat. Right?
Love to dance.
Did you do the Animal House thing where you'd walk up and, excuse me, can
no. Mind if we dance with your dates?
No.
Little Animal House. So sorry. Let's return to the SILAC news desk. Jess Hooker is sitting in for Christy Lee, who is on a ship somewhere in the Mediterranean right now.
A cancer patient has regained his voice after surgeons performed a pioneering voice box transplant surgery.
Whoa!
Not great.
Transplants of the voice box are extremely rare, with Marty Keaton becoming the third person in the U.S. ever to undergo the procedure. Surgeons at the Mayo Clinic in Arizona performed the transplant. After 3 weeks, he was able to say hello and happily retained his beloved Boston accent.
No kidding!
Oftentimes, similar patients have their larynx completely removed and have to breathe through what is called a tracheotomy tube in their neck.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Now, my question is a simple one. Uh-oh. If you get a transplant, do you have the accent of the person whose larynx you got?
Well, no, he just said he has his Boston accent. Boston accent?
Right, because the accent is formed with the palate and the tongue and the lip. It's not.
Oh, so he didn't specify, look, I need to have a Boston guy's throat.
Right, right. Yeah.
Boston guy's throat. I don't, was asking for that.
I don't want anything to do with that. A Boston guy's throat. What are you talking about?
Well,
is that a Lance Bass song?
That's absolutely amazing surgery.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Because that's the thing you often see. The what is it called? Where they have the voice box. And
The
tracheotomy.
The tracheotomy, yeah. They have a little to push the button.
Wand or something they put up to their neck so they can dog like that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still amazing. But I mean, this would be a...
That was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why RFK Jr. talks that way.
That's not that why he not talks why that
he
way.
That is not why he has a condition.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Redbox, the DVD rental kiosk service, is shutting down.
What? Why is that?
According to Deadline, the service is ending after its parent company, Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, shifted its bankruptcy filing from Chapter 11 to Chapter 7, meaning that it will liquidate its business.
That's a shame.
We still have one in our town at the grocery store.
Families deserve another option besides having to spend so much money on streaming.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, you can go to the library. Heads up, if you have a library card, you can rent DVDs there.
How is that? Can you get new releases and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, so is there suddenly going to be a gigantic amount of semi-used DVDs on sale?
Yeah, that's possible.
Online?
Yeah.
What if you own a Redbox DVD and never got to return it? Is it yours now?
Yes, that happened to me with Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a Netflix in the Marsh grocery store, and we had rented, and by the time we went to return it, it was gone.
Oh.
So we had that Netflix.
Looks like my investments are kind of coming up. Wow. Guess who's now the proud owner of a copy of White Chicks? Thank you, guys. You can come over whenever you want. We'll watch it together.
The kiosks.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go? What are they going to do with them?
I don't know. How could you repurpose it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean, is how could you repurpose a Redbox kiosk?
Dismantle it and recycle the materials in there?
Yeah, I think that's your best bet.
No, the kiosk itself, I mean.
You dismantle it and recycle the materials in there. Who gives a crap what happens to the kiosk?
Well, Josh, I think it could be turned into something else.
Oh, okay.
This is a game that we should play. The world's stupidest question. Every time you do this. What about the tile underneath the kiosk? What are they going to do with that? Idiotic question.
What is your idea to have to refurbish these kiosks? Or
they become little porno booths that only feature women with red hair.
Red. Okay.
Sure, there's a specificity to it.
Sure.
You don't want to have one in every corner.
And you know what happens at the kiosk. They're in a warehouse in New Jersey. With the animatronic equipment from Chuck E. Cheese and
phone booths,
everything.
Oh, I found a payphone at a bar, you guys. I took a picture of it.
No kidding.
It's a bar in Appleton, Wisconsin over the weekend. Payphone in the back. I don't know if it was working.
Oh.
At a bar called the Dirty Leprechaun.
I like that.
Last year, I found a functional payphone in the Bahamas. I took some pictures of it, and there were chickens in it. But it still worked. I mean, there was a phone in there and everything.
You mean there were chickens, like, clucking around in there?
Yeah, clucking around, absolutely. Okay. There are chickens all over the place.
Hey, you got a quarter?
How you doing? Oh, you too good to talk to a chicken? Is that right?
Is that how it is?
Was it 50 cents to make a call when they went away?
You think
it was up to that?
Probably.
Yeah. I thought it was 35.
Yeah, no, that's right. A stamp, you ding dong.
No, it, at one point it was 35 because it was super annoying that you needed that dime too. Yeah.
And it ruins a lot of songs. Don't you love that Jim Croce song, Operator?
I don't. You but
you don't. What's wrong with you?
I just don't love that song.
That's why you're wrong.
You need to start loving that song right now.
Right now.
All right, I'll give it another listen.
I listened to Blur on your behalf.
You wait, like well, let me ask you this. Did you love it?
I thought that was nice.
That's a great song.
That's a liar.
Agent Cody Banks 2, Frankie Muniz goes snowboarding to that song.
Well, great. Now I got to watch Agent Cody Banks 2.
Dude, it holds up.
Let me tell you something. You guys go ahead and make fun. Frankie Muniz and Big Fat Liar.
Oh.
I don't know how it didn't win Best Picture.
I loved him in that.
Paul Giamatti's in it.
Yes,
Malcolm in the Middle. Yep. I love My Dog Skip, If You Want to Cry.
Oh, God. I was going to say, that's so sad.
It is a rough one, but man, it's
never
good.
Never seen that.
Is it like in the Marley and Me category?
I never saw Marley and Me because I went, I already saw My Dog Skip.
Oh, okay.
So
is that good?
Well, that's not how you feel about horse movies.
Yeah, I can't get enough horse movies.
Really?
Yeah. I love movies about horses. They tear me apart. I don't know what it is.
What were we watching? In some movie they put a preview on for...
And Lean on Pete.
I hear next to me and he goes, oh no. And then Lean on Pete.
I went and saw Lean on Pete on a media screen preview, or sneak preview.
Are there any current...
horse movies?
Horse TV shows?
Like,
you know, Fury, the story of a horse and a boy who loved it.
There are a couple. There's one that
Mr. I know. Ed, of course, the greatest television show.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen Yellowstone. There's horses in that, though.
Yeah, right? There is.
Oh, there are horses.
There are a lot of horses in.
But it's not horse-centric.
Yeah. So it's okay. Let me make this clear. So it's not just the presence of horses.
So horses.
You need the horse.
Right.
Main character energy, yeah.
Okay, when we come back, would you mind spending a few minutes?
Yes.
Your top 10 movies that are horse-centric.
10? Okay.
Okay, top 5. I'll make it easy
All right,
for
top
you.
5, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you got it.
Is one the Sex and the City movie?
Aww.
I think that's unfair.
It's true.
She's lovely.
I forgot you love her.
I do.
I mean, expect to just give her a lump of sugar.
Oh, never. Okay, well, before we go.
Operator.
Don't you love this song?
It's nice, but I mean, it just slams on the brakes of life every time it comes on. Cruising along, and this comes on, you're like, oh, jeez.
Something in my eye.
But you like movies where about horses that make you sad, but this great Jim Croce song?
Well, but he's prepared to watch a horse movie. If this
right,
comes
this
on,
one just hits you.
It kind of assaults you.
Yeah. I get ready to watch horse movies.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll
Jim Croce kind of, he's a sneaky bastard.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.